Now, this week, Margaret is looking at a famous poet from Epping. So who's this, Margaret?
Right. This is a gentleman who stayed at High Beach during the 19th century. Somebody we've all probably heard of, Alfred Lord Tennyson.
Oh, yes, I think we...
Now, I've mentioned another poet who lived for a time at High Beach some time ago. That was John Clare.
Mm-hmm.
But this is somebody rather more high profile than John Clare. So this is Alfred Lord Tennyson, who decided that he was going to take himself and his family to live at High Beach to enjoy the countryside. And this was during the 1840s, about 1847.
Right.
So he lived in a house at High Beach and he's writing his poetry. He's still carrying on with his writing while he's there, but he's enjoying the rural environment and being inspired by it. The only problem was that, unfortunately, the stay at High Beach would coincide with a rather dark period in Alfred Tennyson's life because he lost a great friend, Arthur Hallam, who died. And Tennyson was inspired to write a poem called In Memoriam, one of his very famous poems that was dedicated to the memory of Arthur Hallam. He also wrote another well-known poem while he was at High Beach called Locksley Hall. Both of these poems were published in 1850, which is interesting because 1850 was the year that he was made Poet Laureate by Queen Victoria. So obviously his stay with his family at High Beach inspired him, even though it was a dark period in his life personally. It was also an interesting stay, although rather a problematical one, because while he was staying in Essex, he decided to invest money in a business. All we know about this business is that it was involved woodworking. And unfortunately, the business did not do well, so he lost a lot of money. Well, so he probably had mixed feelings about his stay in Essex. But it's interesting that one of his sons was later asked about his memories of the time they stayed in Essex. And he said he could remember his father loving to walking round the Essex countryside, but also enjoying skating in the winter on the ponds. And he described his father skating with this long black cloak that he wore, streaming out behind him in the wind. So it must have looked a bit spooky.
So how long did he stay in Essex?
Only about 4 years.
Oh, right, right.
While he wrote and he rested and he gained inspiration. But it was certainly a productive time, if a bit of a mixed time personally for him. But yes.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And what are you looking at next week then?
Next week I should be looking at a famous artist who stayed in Essex.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.